measure that would protect gay marriage rights nationwide crossed a key threshold Wednesday when the Senate defeated a filibuster and set the stage for final approval. Both Kansas Senators Roger Marshall and Jerry Moran voted against. And a liberal family wants a change for their late son.
The family of Blake Northern is speaking out after almost 2 years since he died. He had not received insulin while being held in the Seward County Jail in 2020, even though he put down in his paperwork that he was type 1 diabetic.
Do you mean to tell me my son has been in here for 48 hours and you did not give him any insulin and it was a big deer in the headlights look, they wouldn't respond?
That was Blake's mom, Taryn. The family sought legal action, and after mediation with Seward County, they agreed to an undisclosed settlement. Now, the family is working to get state legislature to require additional training for correction officers. I'm J.P. Bazette.
This is Kansas Information Network News.
Are you among the millions of Americans living with chronic pain? If so, you may think prescription opioids are the solution. The truth is, the benefits of opioids are limited. Opioids only mask the pain. Opioids also come with serious side effects, ranging from nausea to withdrawal symptoms to overdose. As many as 25% of people who are prescribed opioids struggle with addiction. And those who are addicted to opioids are 40 times more likely to move on to heroin. No one wants to live in pain, but no one should put their health at risk to be pain-free. There is another choice, physical therapy. Physical therapists treat pain through movement and exercise, no warning labels required, and you get to be an active participant in your care. Choose to treat your pain safely. Choose physical therapy. Visit MoveForwardPT.com to find a physical therapist near you. This public service announcement is brought to you by the American Physical Therapy Association.
Do you know how much you're really paying for life insurance through work? I can almost guarantee you're overpaying for limited coverage. I'm Joel Clark, a SelectQuote agent for over 20 years. My clients are shocked to learn how expensive life insurance at work really is because of a rate that's driven up by unhealthy people. Why pay more when you don't have to? For over 35 years, SelectQuote has helped people save 50% or more by shopping highly rated insurance carriers. I found a 40-year-old man with high blood pressure, a $500,000 policy, for only $18 a month. Don't procrastinate. Workplace open enrollment will be here soon. Let SelectQuote save you money and get you the coverage you need to protect your family.
For your free quote in just minutes, call 1-800-672-7070. That's 1-800-672-7070. 1-800-672-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com.
Full details on example policy and carrier ratings at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Price could vary by health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good afternoon. I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. While triple-digit yields may have seemed impossible during this year's drought, Kansas wheat producers exemplified how the right combination of genetics, management, and luck pay off with the winning entries in the 2022 National Wheat Yield Contest. The names of the national and state winners were recently released by the National Wheat Foundation, which has organized the competition for the past 7 years. The national contest was split into winter wheat and spring wheat and then divided into dry land and irrigated production, and contestants had to prove their wheat would grade at levels 1 or 2 to compete. In the dry land winter wheat category, Brett Olke from Hoxie took the top Kansas spot with an entry of Westbred Grainfield that yielded 106.34 bushels per acre. The entry also earned Olke fifth place nationally for percentage increase over the county average. As one of the 24 national winners, Olke is shipping in a grain sample that will be analyzed for additional quality parameters. If the winning samples meet all the specified custom desired quality targets, producers will receive a $500 award. And in addition, national winners will receive a trip to the Commodity Classic in Orlando, Florida in March of 2023 and will be recognized at the National Wheat Foundation's Winners Reception. Hayes producers John and Matt Grabby took second and third place in Kansas with entries of Westbred WB4422, which yielded 103.24 bushels per acre, and Westbred WB4792, which yielded 97.88 bushels per acre, respectively. In the irrigated winter wheat category, David Leonard from Goodland placed first in the state with an entry of Plains Gold Langan that yielded 119.57 bushels per acre. and Matt Brack from Hutchinson earned second with an entry of Westbred WB4401 that yielded 103.44 bushels per acre. You can follow Kansas Wheat in the coming weeks to learn more about the Kansas winners and their tips and tricks for success this year. And to learn more about the National Wheat Yield Contest, you can visit yieldcontest.wheatfoundation.org. More than 540,000 Kansas residents receive health coverage through Medicare, and the time to review benefits is now, as the program's fall open enrollment period, when you can make changes that take effect January 1st, has started and will run through December 7th of 2022. Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Medicare Program Manager Emily Blanche said it's important that older adults make sure their current providers are still participating in their plan for 2023, and that the cost of any medications they need have increased. Medicare beneficiaries can make changes to several aspects of their coverage and take the time to weigh all the coverage options available to them from various insurers. She said they encourage people to always take advantage of this time, as everyone needs health care that changes over the course of a year, and Medicare plans change as well. By shopping available plans and comparing costs, beneficiaries may be able to find a Medicare health or drug plan with better coverage or a lower premium in 2023, and the Medicare Plan Finder will allow users to compare pricing between original Medicare, Medicare prescription drug plans, Medicare Advantage plans, and Medicare Supplement Insurance or Medigap policies. For more information on the changes and other Medicare-related issues, you can contact the Kansas Department for Aging and Disability Services Senior Health Insurance Counseling for Kansas, or SHIC program, which is a free program that offers Kansans an opportunity to talk with trained community volunteers and get answers to questions about Medicare and other insurance issues. SHIC has counselors throughout the state that can assist people so they can stay informed on changing conditions in health care insurance. You can call 800-860-5260 for this free counseling service. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment published the Healthy Kansans 2030 State Health Assessment, or SHA, and State Health Improvement Plan, or SHIP, marking the conclusion of an 18-month-long initiative to move the health of Kansans in a positive direction. A nearly year-long state health assessment included the analysis of 130 health indicators and a concentration on key issues gathered through a statewide survey, focus groups, and interviews. The Healthy Kansans 2030 Steering Committee chose four priorities to be the focus of the 2023 to 2027 State Health Improvement Plan, and they are to improve inequities in health and health outcomes, to improve access to care, including behavioral health, to improve conditions that facilitate healthy behaviors and health literacy, and to improve public health funding. These priorities became the framework the SHIP Planning Committee used to create the goals, strategies, and actions that will be pursued over the next 5 years. A link is provided on the Kansas Department of Health and Environment website for others to engage and get involved. And to learn more about the State Health Assessment and Improvement Plan, you can visit kdhe.ks.gov. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Want to remain healthy this fall and through the holidays? Norton County Hospital encourages you to prepare now for the flu. Influenza is a respiratory virus that can strike suddenly and last several days. Symptoms include a fever, sore throat, cough, headache, runny or stuffy nose, chills, muscle aches, and fatigue. Anyone 6 months and older should get the vaccine, whether that's through our clinic, your local health department, or another health entity. Norton County Hospital is on your team to fight flu and empower health and wellness.
A lack of a skilled agriculture workforce is a top inhibitor of growth and expansion for many Kansas agriculture entities. So to help support growth in agriculture, the Kansas Department of Agriculture seeks to help the industry better understand workforce needs among agricultural employers in the state. To link the supply of human capital to the needs of Kansas agribusiness enterprises, the Kansas Department of Agriculture conducted the second Kansas Agriculture Workforce Needs Assessment Survey in 2022, and the survey was analyzed by the Agricultural Land Use Survey Center at Kansas State University. The survey was emailed to over 25,000 businesses, with 1,192 choosing to participate. Participating businesses employed 27,466 individuals in Kansas and 9,244 outside of Kansas, and the respondents were asked to self-select the major category that applied to their business. Secretary of Agriculture Mike Beam stated that they're committed to growing agriculture in Kansas and that centers around a reliable and capable workforce. And they know recruiting and retaining skilled, talented workers to fill critical roles is a priority of the agriculture industry in our state. The survey findings will be used along with action items developed at the Kansas Summit on Agricultural Growth, which was held in August, to help direct the Kansas Department of Agriculture's vision in serving the farmers, ranchers, and agribusinesses of Kansas. Employers and state agencies need to work together to find or develop programs so that businesses may implement successful on-the-job training. By working with secondary schools and post-secondary educational institutions, the agriculture industry can develop beneficial partnerships that will help teach the skills and content needed by employers and will help the industry gain access to train future employees. To view the final report from the survey, you can go to agriculture.ks.gov/workforce. Developmental Services of Northwest Kansas is in the final stage of its first capital campaign, with its conclusion set on December 31st. And to date, the DSNWK Stronger Forever Together capital campaign has raised over $4 million towards its $5 million goal. The money raised through this campaign has helped DSNWK in a variety of ways that include improving energy efficiency in its homes, centers, and offices, strengthening security and safety through needed upgrades, and enhancing the effectiveness of service settings by completing overdue facility repairs, renovations, technology upgrades, and accessibility improvements. Jerry Mishaw, DSNWK's president and CEO, stated that they're very hopeful that they're going to achieve their goal. He said a number of people have made estate gifts and have informed them of their intent to do so, and they believe there are additional donors with a desire and intent to support DSNWK. The cold weather rule, designed to help Kansans who are behind on their utility payments avoid disconnection during the winter months, began on November 1st and will remain in effect through March 31st. While the cold weather rule is in effect, utility companies cannot disconnect a customer's service when the local temperatures are forecast to drop below 35 degrees within the following 48-hour period. The cold weather rule also requires utility companies to offer a 12-month payment plan to allow consumers to maintain or reestablish service. Any residential customer with a past due balance will qualify for payment arrangements. However, it is the residential customer's responsibility to contact their gas or electric company to make those arrangements. Information about the cold weather rule is available on the Commission's website, and Kansans may also contact their local utility company or the KCC's Office of Public Affairs and Consumer Protection at 800-662-0027. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs. Hoagland's Market would like to wish their customers, employees, and friends a very happy Thanksgiving. As you gather with loved ones, remember to be grateful for the blessings in your life. From Hoagland's Market in Alma, remember, no sales tax at Hoagland's Market, fresh produce, and full-service meat counter. Coombs Trucking hopes everyone is able to spend quality time with friends and family around a bountiful holiday table this year. Be grateful for all your blessings and happy Thanksgiving. From Coombs Trucking in Phillipsburg, we haul all over, so give us a call at 785-543-2759.
Toyland is the place where dreams come true. At Baumgars Toyland, you'll find the stuff dreams are made of. Baumgars is home to the Midwest's biggest selection of Ertl toys, from toddler toys to die-cast collectibles. Plus, Baumgars carries puzzles, board games, dolls, race cars, remote control cars, and more for every kid on your list. Family-owned for over 75 years, we'll always have
what you need when you need it at Baumgars.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. A blanket of cold air is covering much of the nation, causing concerns for the already struggling winter wheat crop. Gary Crawford has the details.
Well, it's time to pull out this timeless holiday classic.
Baby, it's cold outside.
And indeed, it's true.
The cold is back. It's pretty much coast to coast at this point.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Bippy says it's super cold over much of winter wheat country, where the wheat's already struggling to get established due to long-term drought. And now, with the cold to contend with...
We're looking at a pretty slow pace of any further development for winter wheat, virtually coast to coast, including southern production areas.
So Rippey says much of the U.S. wheat crop will be going into dormancy in rough shape, lowest condition ratings on record, and of course all winter long.
It is susceptible to winter kill with freeze damage.
Rippey says the crop's not a lost cause, but for the crop to overcome all of the strikes against it, it will need one thing.
Ideal or perfect conditions in the spring.
So from now until then, it's pretty much a waiting game for wheat growers. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
And there was little change in the latest U.S. drought monitor map for Kansas. It still remains at 100% of either abnormally dry or in drought conditions. But as far as drought conditions are concerned, it's still over 86% of the state, which is virtually unchanged from last week. The areas that are D2, D3, and D4 are at nearly 68 2/3% overall, and the area though that are in the worst extreme to exceptional drought conditions, still nearly 55 3/4% of the state, with the worst areas being in the southern and western parts of the state, where numerous counties are still seeing those types of conditions. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Let's talk about your potential. More specifically, how to unlock the yield potential of your sorghum fields. Obviously, what seed you plant is key. But it'll take more than just any seed. You'll need one that has elite genetics, exceptional defensive traits, and award-winning performance. You'll need one of the industry-leading sorghum hybrids that only Pioneer can deliver. Talk to your local Pioneer sales representative to see how you can unlock unparalleled results in your sorghum fields.
No one knows the ins and outs of your operation like you. That's why every decision you make is about what's best for your crops. But your first decision goes beyond the seed. And when you grow Allegiance Seed, you get a partner that raises every crop with you, from planting to planting to harvest. With decisions backed by data and CHS agronomists who know your operation almost as well as you, you can grow more ways than one. Allegiance Seed by CHS. For farmers.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. Gusty wind and chilly temperatures coming up as high pressure from Canada moves into the central plains through the rest of today. The colder air is already arriving in northern Kansas, and by tomorrow we'll be in the 20s and 30s statewide. Most of the moist air with this system is off to our west, and in the plains we're not expecting much in the way of rain or snow, but we could see some occasional rain or snow showers in Kansas the rest of today, maybe lingering into this evening, and a few flurries or light snow showers might stick around through the pre-dawn hours in the western and southern counties. On the map, heading into the afternoon, that Arctic cold front is entering northern Kansas ahead of cold high pressure system coming out of Canada. There'll be a fairly strong easterly wind with this system, so we're expecting gusts of 20 to 25 miles per hour today. Cloudy, windy, and chilly weather expected across Kansas for the rest of today, and will stay mostly in the 30s in the northern counties and a few 40s in the southern counties. The front will drop all the way into southern Kansas by the overnight hours, and we'll start to get some clearing. Very cold for the overnight hours with mostly teens. Then on Friday, we should get sunshine, but the cold air will take over the whole state, keeping our afternoon highs in the 20s and 30s. The weekend looks fair with a warming trend back into the 40s and a few low 50s by Sunday. This afternoon in our northwestern counties, we'll stay in the low to mid 30s with upper teens for the overnight hours. Mid to upper 30s north central and low 20s tonight. Northeast, upper 30s and low 40s with tonight's lows in the low 20s. Mid 30s to low 40s in the southwestern counties, mid-teens for the overnight lows. Mid 40s south central and low 20s for the overnight. And mid 40s for the southeastern counties, tonight's lows in the low 20s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.
Today, I want to talk about a very specific soybean. It's an Enlist E3 soybean, but not just any Enlist E3 soybean. Let me pull over. I'm at a Pioneer test plot near Portageville, Missouri. This field is dedicated to studying new Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans. What makes these soybeans special? Because instead of the standard germplasm that is in most Enlist E3 soybeans, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans have exclusive and elite germplasm. Obviously, when we're talking about germplasm, you can't see that with the naked eye. That's why Pioneer has test plots like this one all over the country to see how their exclusive germplasm performs in the real world. And so far, their performance is impressive. Strong yield potential and great agronomic characteristics impressive. From their DNA in the lab to their health in the field, Pioneer brand A-Series Enlist E3 soybeans are literally like no other.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. As we look into the markets, things remain quiet as far as the feedlots are concerned. We'll get further updates on that coming up here in just a bit. Choice weights on the box beef trade down 60 cents at 265.64 on a run of 78 choice and select loads. Cash hog trade, Iowa Southern Minnesota cash market, no market report. Carcass trade, no trend. The top, though, at 127.37. With analysis as far as today's livestock trade is concerned, let's bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, it's been red numbers all morning long in the livestock markets. Quite a few triple-digit downsides in our cattle and our lean hogs today. We have seen so far in our cash market, as far as cattle goes, no trades has taken place, not unusual for a Tuesday. We also have seen, as far as the futures market, October live cattle, lowest it's been in the last four sessions. Our December contract, lowest in the last two, and our feeder cattle, mostly the lowest in the last two sessions also. We're looking at box beef, 60 cents lower on choice cuts, 88 cents lower on, or I meant to say 88 higher on selects, on a total movement of 78 loads. Now, over in the hog complex, we saw most hogs gap lower on the opening today. Our October and December contracts had inside trading sessions so far. Keep in mind, yesterday, October contract will spend 7 cents of the contract high.
August cattle down 32, 138.02. October down 97, 143.25. August feeders down 240, 178.87. And September down 297 at 182.67. August lean hogs are down 2 points at 121.77. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
ValleyBet.com. Wish you could make your pasture a no-fly zone? Well, the next best thing is to check out all the fly control solutions available at Valley Vet Supply. Valley Vet has a whole array of insecticides, including E-Pro, Silence, Cleanup 2, Ultrabos, Synergized D-Lice Poron, Piranha Zero Bite, and Stock Guard Concentrate, and mineral oil for mixing. Keep in mind that rotating insecticides keeps the bugs from getting resistant to them. Check out the mineral feeders with fly killer covers and the always popular cattle rubs. At ValleyVet.com, you'll find your every animal need. Valley Vet Supply knows no zip codes and will get meds and more delivered to your door for all of the animals in your house or barn. Visit ValleyVet.com, your one-stop shop for meds and more, or shop their store in Marysville.
ValleyVet.com, ValleyVet.com, Valley Vet Supply.
And with analysis as far as the grains are concerned, let's again bring in Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities.
Well, the grain markets have seen some interesting trade. The only thing that has been consistently strong has been soybeans and the soybean complex. Corn markets managed to hold together also, but it has came off the overnight high. The wheat market's the one that could not hold the overnight highs, as we came as much as over 20 cents off the highs of the session. Not really any big news out here, but the good Dexon rating on corn did drop 3 points from the previous week. Soybeans dropped 1 point.
Kansas City wheat, September up 1.25, 849. Dece up 1.25, 856 and a quarter. In Chicago, September wheat up 1, 780 and 3 quarters. December up a quarter, 799 and a half. September corn up 12 and a quarter, 620 and 3 quarters. March up 10 and 3 quarters. August soybeans up 58 and a half, 1678. November up 34 and a half.
Are you a Kansas college student considering a career in broadcasting? Well, listen up. If in the fall you'll be entering your junior or senior year at a Kansas four-year college or your sophomore year at a Kansas two-year college and are enrolled in a broadcast program, you may qualify for a scholarship from the Kansas Association of Broadcasters. Application deadlines May 1st. For details, go to KAB.net and click on Student Services. Sponsored by the member stations of the Kansas Association of Broadcasters.
Crude oil down 84 cents, $89.92 a barrel. Gas futures up 5.5 cents. Gold up 6.50 an ounce. And at Wall Street, the Dow is currently down 47.5 points. The NASDAQ is down 195